My brothers and sisters in the Lord, it is Mardi Gras weekend. And one of the songs that certainly most of you are familiar with was written and sung by a gentleman by the name of Professor Longhair. I'm not quite sure what kind of professor he was, but you know the words. I will just read them. I will not sing them. While you stroll in New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. But when you see the Mardi Gras, somebody will tell you what carnival's for. My brothers and sisters, in this time of the year that we celebrate Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, Carnival, it brings up a lot of images in our minds. Parades and beads and doubloons. King cakes of all shapes and sizes and fillings. And that whole notion, one of the mottos of our city, let the good times roll. That whole atmosphere of the Mardi Gras season. Very interesting, my friends, because as we hear the gospel today, some may think that the gospel today was chosen because of Mardi Gras. Because Jesus is very specific in his command to us and his call to us about worrying and about trusting in God. Very interesting, my friends. Some of you may remember, I don't remember personally, I have seen reruns, but some of you may be able to raise your hands because you actually saw it when it first aired. In the 1950s, there was a game show called Who Do You Trust? Who do you trust in the 1950s? I see some of you shaking your head. Thank you, Mary Catherine. In the 1950s, Who Do You Trust? It became famous because it was the first show that Johnny Carson started. But I bring that up, my friends, because in the 1950s, they did a survey. And in the 1950s, 75% of Americans said that you could trust most people. 75% in the 1950s. In the 1970s, mid-70s to late-70s, that number dropped to about 50% of those surveyed said that you could trust most people. A few years ago, the same survey was done. And the number now is down to less than 25% of Americans surveyed said that you can trust most people. We are a society and we are people who do not trust. And in the survey, they ask about different things or different individuals who you do not trust. Sales clerks are not trusted with our credit cards. That's why you swipe your own credit card now. Years ago, those of you who remember, I even remember this, the cashier used to take your credit card. Not anymore. We don't trust people at airports. We don't trust people in shopping malls, and the list could go on and on. We're not a very trusting people. And it's very interesting, my friends, because many sociologists have done studies about why is this true? Why has the level of trust since the 1950s been on a steady decline? And one individual who was doing some research came up with this conclusion amongst others. It's because we are becoming a much more antisocial group of people. In the 1950s, people belonged to bowling leagues and clubs and social organizations. And now, in this third millennia, we talk to people over computers and emails. We are more connected, quote unquote, than any generation. Because we can tweet, and we can post on Facebook, and we can email, and we can text message. We are the most connected, yet we are the most disconnected in the formation of community. And because of that, our ability to trust has been eroded. And in the midst of that, my friends, in the midst of a time of year here in New Orleans where we say, let the good times roll, where there seems to be more of an atmosphere of trust, even in there, we still have our misgivings. Because you see that older lady on the parade route? She might step on my hand when I try to get that doubloon. We've all been there. So we even have mistrust there. And so in this society of mistrust, how does Jesus challenge us in the gospel today? He calls us to trust him. He calls us and he says, do not worry. Boy, that's a hard one, isn't it? And we see it throughout the scriptures today. From the prophet Isaiah, I will never forget you. From the responsorial psalm, Psalm 62, only in God is my soul at rest. And in the gospel today, three times Jesus uses the words, do not worry. And yet we are the most stressed out people in human history. Do we truly accept that challenge, my friends? Do not worry. Trust God. Because if we're worried about what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear as Jesus goes in the gospel, or what the future holds, or about how the medical report's going to come back, or how I'm going to deal with the financial difficulties that may loom ahead, then we lack trust that God is going to provide. We lack trust in what he says right at the end of the gospel today. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you. Yet we worry, my friends. And God says to us, to a people who are very distrustful of anyone else, he says, let go and let me. Trust me. We've been reading from the Sermon on the Mount. Last weekend, we had three very difficult words from Jesus. Three very challenging words. Love your enemy. And today, my friends, we have three words that for some of us are even as challenging or maybe even more challenging. Do not worry. Because you see, my friends, when we worry, we lack trust in the providence of our God. When we worry, my friends, we lack the attitude to be able to spiritually surrender all that we have and all that we are before the cross of Jesus. And if God has provided for the grass and the fields and the flowers and the birds of the air, how much more is he going to provide for you and for me? That's what we're called to be, a people of trust. But oftentimes, my friends, we are very heavily burdened. I often use this example when I'm speaking about trust and worry. If I had a glass of water in my hand, I would often ask the question, how much do you think this glass of water weighs? And I would get various answers, 8 ounces, 16 ounces, whatever it may be. But you see, the point of it, my friends, is this. The absolute weight of that particular glass is really irrelevant. Because you see, the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes for me. So if I hold that glass of water for 5 minutes, I'm fine. If I have to hold that glass of water up for an hour, my arm begins to ache. And if I have to hold that glass of water up all day long, you're probably going to call EMS for me. Because the longer I hold it up, the heavier it becomes, although the absolute weight of the glass stays the same. That's the same analogy for all the things that burden us. Because we try to hold it up. We try to solve all the problems ourselves. We run around like a chicken with our head cut off. And God is waiting for us to give it to Him. To let go and to let Him work a miracle in our lives. Yet how difficult it is because we're still holding on. We're still trying to keep that glass of water balanced. We're worrying about everything that we have to try to be able to control. And the Lord says, trust me. Do not worry. Let go. Seek first the kingdom and all the other things that we worry about will fall into their proper place. Many of you may remember the priest who was killed on September 11th at the World Trade Center as he was anointing the bodies of those who were killed. Father Michael. Father Michael, at his funeral, on his prayer card, on the back of his prayer card, there was a prayer that was above his desk in his office. And this is how the prayer read on the back of his holy card for his funeral. It reads like this, and I quote, Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say. And keep me out of your way. My friends, we have that kind of trust in our God. We were preparing, my brothers and sisters, to enter very soon the holy and penitential season of Lent. And as that song by Professor Longhair goes, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras, for when you see the Mardi Gras, someone will tell you what carnival's for. And certainly we know that the word carnival means farewell to meat. As we prepare for our own abstinence, as we prepare for our own dying to self, of prayer and fasting and almsgiving. Well, maybe, my brothers and sisters, if we listen to God, if we listen to Him about what carnival is really for, maybe besides saying farewell to meat, and also farewell to the seafood platters, but I'll talk about that during Lent, maybe we need to also say farewell to all of our worries and all of our burdens and everything that is weighing us down. Maybe we need to say farewell to all of that and trust God. Do not worry. For as Jesus says in the gospel, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God give us the grace to be those types of disciples in the vineyard, to seek first the kingdom and trust that God will always provide.